Zirid closed the doors of the station for privacy, cutting off the outside noise, and tapped in Nat's number. He never called from his ship's comm unit or his personal comlink, for fear that someone in the exchange was monitoring him. An excess of paranoia had saved his life more than once, most recently on Ord Mantell. Nat did not answer, so he left her a message.
Nat, it's Zirid. I'm on planet. If you get this soon, bring Era and meet me at Carson's Park in an hour. I can't wait to see you both.
He disconnected and hailed a taxi. A thin Bothan driver, his face reminiscent of an equine, stared at him in the rearview mirror.
Where to?
Just drive. Stay low.
Your credits, pal.
Even from afar, Vrath was able to listen through the synthplast walls of the comm station. By the time the call was finished, he had a name for the pilot, Zirid, and names of people the pilot appeared to care about, Nat and Era. He climbed into an air taxi and monitored the tracking droid activator. The droid driver looked back at him.
Where to, sir?
Carson's Park, eventually, Vrath said. But for now, follow my instructions precisely.
Yes, sir.
Zirid had shown discretion in calling Nat from a public comm station, so Vrath expected him to take a winding route, maybe change vehicles a few times. He settled in for a long ride. Even if he lost him, he knew how to find him again. The air car lifted off the ground and merged with traffic. Zirid had the driver take a series of abrupt turns for about 10 minutes. Throughout, he kept his eyes behind him, trying to see if anyone was following. For a time, he thought another taxi might have been tailing him, but it fell away and did not return. The glowing sign for a casino he knew, the Silver Falcon, shone ahead.
Right here, driver.
He paid the Bothan, hopped out, headed into the casino's front door and out its back. There he hailed another taxi and went through the same exercise. Still, no one that he could see. He breathed easier. He hailed another taxi, one that could house a hover chair, this one droid-driven.
Where to, sir?
Even the droid showed some rust from the air. Its head squeaked when it turned.
I need to purchase a hover chair.
The droid paused for a moment while its processor searched the city directory.
Of course, sir.
The taxi lifted off and took him to a medical supply reseller. Medical devices filled the cavernous warehouse, tended to by a single elderly man, who reminded Zirid of a scarecrow. There, 87,000 credits got Zirid a used hover chair, sized for a 7-year-old, and a crash course on how to operate it. Zirid could not stop smiling while the wholesaler's utility droid loaded the chair in the back of the taxi.
Don't see bearer cards all that often,
the old man said, eyeing Zirid's method of payment.
Credits are credits,
Zirid said. He knew what the man must have been thinking.
True. I used to be a nurse, you know. That chair is a good device.
She'll love it, Zirid said.
The old man rubbed his hands together.
If that's all then, sir, I'll just need you to fill out a few forms. The bearer card is untraceable, as you know.
Can we do it another time?
Zirid said, and started walking for the door.
I really have to go.
The old man tried his best to keep up the pace.
But, sir, this is a regulated medical device. Even for resale, I need your name and on-planet address. Sir, please, sir.
Zirid hopped into the taxi.
I'll come back tomorrow,
he said, and closed the cab door.
Carson's Park, he said to the droid.
Very good, sir.